This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, stop me if you've heard this one before. Lawmakers in gridlock, the economy paralyzed, comedians in charge. Not, he says, with tongue in cheek, Washington, D.C., Rome, Italy. Instead, after the weekend's elections over there, a comedian, Beppe Grillo, now leads the largest party. Disgraced former Premier Silvio Berlusconi has somehow risen from his political grave, and the distinct possibility of fresh instability within the Eurozone looms. So, hey.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Alessandro Valero works for a human rights group in Rome. Alessandro, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
So, quite a couple of days for you guys. What's the mood? How are you feeling?
Well, it's been very hectic and confusing days for everyone here in Italy. Once again, all the 200 polls of the last 6 months gave a solid win to the left-wing coalition. And then halfway through the afternoon yesterday, we got a completely different picture. Everyone is really confusing at the moment. We're in a completely stalemate, and nobody really knows what's likely to happen.
Well, I hate to ask, or I hate to pour salt on a wound, but it does now seem that there's a comedian here who could conceivably have a big role running the country.
Well, we are a nation of funny people, and once again, we've surprised the world with one buffoon who was, who actually had another job title to one whose real job title is that of a comedian.
You're talking about Mr. Berlusconi here, and now Beppe Grillo, right?
Yes, I am.
Does this now become a big problem for the rest of us with the European economy and Italy being thrown into, I guess you'd call it a crisis, right?
Well, Italy's been in a crisis for the last 10 years, a crisis that has been economic, as you know, because we hardly grew in the last 10 years. I think only Zimbabwe and Haiti have performed worse than us. It's basically been zero growth. It's an economic crisis. It's an institutional crisis, social crisis, because this country is undergoing massive poverty, as it's happening in Greece, from a country that enjoyed lots of wealth. And it's still the third economy of the Eurozone.
Yeah. Alessandro, I'm trying to figure out if you sound more disappointed or embarrassed or just disgusted.
It's a mix of all three. I'm embarrassed. I'm worried because there's a whole generation that it's looking for a future, and it seems very difficult at the moment.
Well, Alessandro, thank you very much. Alessandro Valera in Rome. He works for a human rights group there. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.